Hello, everybody. This is the Pacifica National Board teleconference special meeting for May 8th, 2006. Teresa, can you call the roll? Teresa Allen's our secretary. Teresa, can you call the roll?
All right.
To determine quorum?
Eben Dooley? Eben is not responding. Rip Robbins?
Present.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Present.
A.C. Bird? Rob Robinson?
Present.
Serena Shakir?
Here.
Sarv Randhawa?
Here.
Rosalinda Montez Palacios?
Present.
Thank you. Mary Berg?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Patty Heffley? Ray LaForest? Bob Lederer?
Here.
Lisa Davis? David Adelson?
Here.
Alan Minsky? Don White? Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Teresa Allen is present. Sandy Weinman?
Here.
Ken Freeland?
Here.
Deb Shapto? Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Thank you, Lonnie. Greg Guma?
Here.
Okay. Is there anyone who did not hear their name called?
I believe Dan Siegel, our counsel, is also on the call to provide some advice if needed.
Okay,
great. Okay.
Teresa, Don, I just spoke to Don White, and he has that speaking engagement at the university tonight, so he will not be present, just so
Bird.
You know, you don't have to call him.
All right, thank you very much.
And I believe I just heard A.C. Bird join the call.
Yes, thank you, and I appreciate people, if you come in late for any reason, call these things to my attention so I make sure I give you credit for, you know, for being here.
Did you want to call and verify that I'm right about AC?
No, I heard him.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Welcome, AC. We were just getting ready. So I sent around a draft agenda.
There
if somebody
goes.
Can move approval of that agenda.
So moved.
I heard Ambrose moved it. Rosalinda, I'll take that as a second. So it's now before us to discuss. And 2 points. First, one of the things we need to address in this is whether the issue of Director Freeland's request for information / inspection will be discussed in public session. The other thing is I'd like to propose we start with a brief report from our executive director on what's going on the radio side of things. So anyhow, the agenda is open for amendment.
Zarina Artifak, Lydia would like to be added to this.
Okay, I heard Zarina. Who else did I hear?
Ken.
Lydia.
Okay. And Lydia, I hear Ken.
Sandy.
Patty.
Patty and Sandy.
Okay. AC Bird.
AC.
And Bob.
And Bob. Okay, Zarina.
Yes, I would just like to put, I don't know if this should go on the agenda, but one of our programmers that I think many of the people know in throughout Pacifica, Damu Smith, passed on Friday, and I would like to ask if the board would send flowers or send something from the board to his family.
Okay. I'm just going to, without objection, I'd like to just see if there's any objection to our requesting that the ED send flowers and our condolences to the family? Is there any objection to our doing that?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
A member of the local station board has passed?
He was a programmer, and he's one of the activists within our community and throughout the nation, and he represented Pacifica on many occasions. He was a programmer.
If there's no objection, then I'd just like to say now that we offer our condolences and we'll ask that the executive director do that on our behalf. Is that sufficient?
Yep.
Can someone send me information so that I, address and other information?
I'll send it to you, Greg. I'll send it.
I know. Sorry.
Thanks very much. Lydia.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to ask that we have just an update on where we stand with the Spanish language news broadcast. And,
Ray LaForest.
Yes, and that we also deal with a process for communicating with counsel.
On the ED report, that's not a matter of conducting business, so that wouldn't violate the notice requirement. The other item should properly be in the subsequent meeting. So if we agree that the ED report can come after the approval of minutes, we can ask Greg to address that question.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you identify which items you're talking about?
Sure. So the status of the Spanish language broadcast could properly be a report from the ED, and since we're not conducting business on it, there's no problem with him just informing us of where it stands. The item for establishing a process for a recourse to counsel by directors would require us to do business. It wasn't noticed in the meeting.
Point of order.
Excuse me, I'm still speaking.
Okay.
We need to have a meeting next week, and at that time we can notice it for that. Yes, Ken, your point of order?
The point of order is that the question of the protocol for addressing counsel by the PNB was brought up at the previous meeting, was postponed till this meeting, as I recall, and
yes,
should properly be brought up at this meeting without needing to be further noticed, okay, because it was noticed at the previous meeting.
Where in the agenda did that occur?
It occurred under the selection of counsel.
Under the selection
and an executive session.
Okay. Hang on a sec. Everyone who remembers star 6, that's not what we do to mute here, so please don't hit star 6. It's #1 here if you need to mute. If there's no objection to including it, we can add it. I will say that we have a very full agenda, but we can add it under unfinished business as the last item.
Point of order.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I just did the... You're talking about the executive session at the last meeting?
That's the 24th? What they're telling me.
Okay,
selection
of counsel.
Bob, you asked about any objection. I have an objection.
Okay. Given that there's an objection, and given that it was not in the notice of meeting.
Can we hear the objection, please, before we rule on it?
Go ahead, Bob.
When you call on me later, I'm going to point out again that for those of us on the East Coast, this agenda already is way too long for people to stay on the call. So to now add something, even though I grant that it was added before, but I just think we have to be very strict on things that are time sensitive versus not. And if we're going to have a meeting in a week, I think the matter Lydia is proposing can definitely be dealt with a week from now.
Point of order.
Yes, Ken?
The question of whether or not it adds too much to the agenda is not relevant to the question of whether or not it exists on the agenda due to its postponement from the previous meeting. And therefore, it really is not pertinent. It shouldn't be considered as an objection. The only objection should be whether or not we did agree to take it up at the following meeting, which I believe we did.
I disagree. The rules...
I don't remember.
Excuse me. The rules in the bylaws say that the purpose of the meeting has to be stated with the notice of meeting. I've had to go through a lot to try and include everything. If it was my neglect that resulted in it not being in the purpose of the meeting, I apologize. I did not have the minutes at the time. But given that it's not the notice of meeting, then in the presence of an objection, I think that I need to rule that it is not appropriate for this agenda. I was going to allow it if we could do it without objection, but there's been an objection. Would you like to appeal the ruling of the chair? Hold on.
I would like to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Mary Bird, I have a point of information, a question I would like answered.
Go ahead.
Does the secretary, does she ascertain that this was on the agenda? I don't have it in front of me last time. I don't recall. I remember there were lots of things that were...
Okay, I'm going
to...
I
don't remember if that was there, and if it's not there, then we don't need to vote because we're not going to be adding it now.
The point stands irrespective. We can stipulate that it was discussed.
I don't wish to stipulate.
Excuse me, Mary. We can stipulate it. I believe it did. I do recall that it did occur. The ruling has to do with the fact that it wasn't included in the notice of meeting. Teresa, could you? Is there a second to the call for to appeal the ruling of the chair?
I'll second it. This is
okay,
Lydia.
Teresa, can you please call the roll? If you vote, the vote is shall the chair ruling of the chair be sustained? If you vote yes,
no
you
discussion?
Vote to. No.
Really, no discussion. This is unbelievable.
What's this again? Repeat that.
Well,
hold on a second,
Mr. Chair. What I'd first of all like to do is. Lydia Brazan has a motion on the floor. Am I correct? And Ken Freeland, if I understand, Ken Freeland's point of order is what? To discuss protocol of dealing with counsel?
No.
Lydia,
I just wanted a follow-up, which I consider to be old business. I raised it in
right.
executive session for a process. I've also followed up with a number of queries. About process for so that we could deal with this at this meeting. And I also noticed it again today, which we just received the agenda. And so I think it's appropriate to raise the issue of a process. Even
okay.
I don't see the need to
so
it's a simple item. I don't expect it to be a lengthy discussion. If it is, then we can move to table if it becomes very complicated.
So your request is for discussion of discussing protocol with counsel?
Mm-hmm.
State your...
Okay. The agenda item is, what I have noticed several times, is to develop a process, to propose a process to interact with counsel. I sent it out today by email what I thought my recommendation would be in order to query counsel on any issue.
Okay, here from Roberts, it is not debatable if it relates to the priority of business. So I think this has to do with the priority of business and whether it belongs on our agenda. So
yes.
In that case, I don't believe that it's debatable. And the reference
point
is
of order.
Page 249 from Roberts. Yes, Ken, your point of order.
Yeah, it's not a question of priority of business. It's a question of whether or not the business will be considered, which is an entirely different question. Okay. Formation of an agenda is not the same thing as establishing priority of business. It's establishing what the business will be, and that's not the same thing. So I think that citation is not relevant to the point here. The point here is whether or not this is old business, and in fact it is. It was postponed from the previous meeting to this meeting, and it needs to be taken up at this meeting unless we wish to rescind our original decision to do so.
Point of order from Mary Berg to the chair, please.
Yes.
I would request that the chair admonish the member to follow the rules of order set forth in Robert's rules about protocol and make his point of do not make your point of or make his points of order while other people are still speaking. It's bad enough in person, but it's almost, it makes everything unintelligible on the phone. And there have been, I clocked 5 interruptions of that sort already today. We've only been meeting about less than 20 minutes.
Rather than admonish the member, I'll just ask everybody
on
the call
this.
To please be sensitive to the point Mary just raised.
Point of information.
Also rather than,
I'm sorry, that happened again just now.
Yeah,
point of information.
I'm going to have to
please,
ask you not to make
again.
Your points and, while I'm speaking. It makes it impossible.
Point of order? Point of order?
No, I'm not going to recognize you until I am done speaking. What I was going to say was rather than go through a vote and go through all the rest about whether or not it's debatable, I'll allow debate on anybody who cares to raise debate on the question. According to Roberts, each member that wants to speak may speak once.
Dave, I'd like to withdraw my objection.
Do you? Okay. Is there any other objection to including this on the agenda? Hearing none?
Under duress, I do not make an objection.
Okay. Hearing none, then the item would be the last item of unfinished business. Recourse to counsel. Mechanism for recourse to counsel.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Ken.
My point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I would request that the chair, perhaps we ought to make this a parliamentary inquiry, but
Alan,
in light of the recent objection from a council, from Member Berg, I think we need to determine whether or not points of information and points of order are indeed interruptible motions. I maintain that they are. She apparently believes that they are not. I think we need to settle the matter before we continue the meeting.
A point of order, I believe, can interrupt if the person is violating order by their comment. For example, transgressing decorum or the rest of it. But if the member's speaking is not itself out of order, then any point of order or any point, it's certainly a point of information, is inappropriate at any time when another member is speaking, and it can be raised before the next person is recognized. A point of order, if it relates to a member being out of order while speaking, would be in order as an interruption. If it is not about the order of the person speaking, then Mary is quite correct, and it's out of order. And I will admonish people from here on, to the extent I can remember it, given the fact that I don't like doing this at all. Would you like to appeal that ruling?
I think we'll wait and judge them on a case-by-case basis. I think that would be better.
Okay. All right, so we've got an addition of the mechanism for recourse to counsel added to the agenda. Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
Mr. Chair?
We have Ken next on the stack.
This is Patty.
Okay, we'll put you on the stack, Patty.
And Alan Minsky, too.
Okay, this is all about the agenda, everyone. Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I recall for the board's benefit that we passed a motion some time ago, more than 30 days ago, that WBAI was to submit a solution of some sort to the or remedy recommendation for the problem alleged regarding the election of PNB members from PFW. And that the PNB was required to act within 60 days to determine an appropriate remedy. I haven't heard nothing by way of resolution on this, and I think we're past timeline on considering this, so I believe that we ought to consider this an emergency agenda item and get an update on it and be apprised of the situation.
It's item 5 in your proposed agenda. It's given 30 minutes. The text of the motion is summarized in the agenda item and reproduced in full at the bottom of the...
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If it's on the agenda, then I don't need to... And my comment is out of order. Thank you.
Patty.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm a little mixed up. Where will this agenda item of Mr. Freeland's be at?
That depends on whether we decide that it is in executive session or in... open session. If it's in open session, it is number 8. And if it is in executive session, it will be in executive session at the end of the call, at the end of the public session.
Maddow, Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I'm sorry, as secretary, I didn't want to interrupt, but I'm not quite sure where you put Lydia Brazon's request for discussion of process interacting with council. Where did you put that?
Between item 9 and item 10.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I have Sandy next.
And
yes,
Bob.
Thank you, Dave. I have then AC, and then Bob, and then Alan. And then
there's a matter here in Houston of upgrading our transmitter to 100,000 watts, and I believe that the Finance Committee has been approached with a motion to allow KPFT to spend a sum of cash that it currently has in the bank toward that effort. I don't see that on the agenda. I would ask that it would be considered as soon as possible and added to new business, please.
The reason it's not on the agenda is because the notice of meeting had gone out before the Finance Committee received it, and the Finance Committee report wasn't on the agenda. So the suggestion I made in the email was that we meet a week from today in order to deal with that. There's also, I believe, a motion from the Governance Committee, and we may want to deal with coordinating committee motions concerning the PND meeting. So the idea was that it would take 1 week before we could consider it.
You folks at home can't see this, but I'm holding my tongue. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, LaVarne.
I'll put you on the stack. AC is next.
I'm going to pass on mine.
Okay, Bob.
A point of information and then a statement. Let's see. The chair of the Elections Committee is LaVarne, so could she answer which items are part of the report that's tonight? I'm sorry, not LaVarne. Apologies. Whoever is on this call who can speak for the Election Committee report, can they tell us what items are contained within that 20-minute agenda.
LaVarne, can you speak to that?
Well, you know, that's very interesting because my point actually concerns the election committee report, and that since I'm giving both reports on both the transmitter issue and who knows what's on the election committee report, but I would, you know, beg the board or take that we do the report on the finance committee and the transmitter tonight, and then have elections for the meeting in 1 week.
Well, it's the same problem, and the bylaws, I think, say that you can't waive that notice requirement. The reason being that if people who did not attend were not aware that an issue was to be considered, they are at a loss in terms of that. In terms of that, I do not know, but I believe we may be able to suspend the rules to allow that. But even no, I don't think we can. I mean, I don't think we can if it's not been noticed.
Is there a motion on the floor?
Yeah, my
motion was that I would like to, since I'm giving both reports, I assume, that the election committee report, I don't think, has the urgency as the finance committee report, and would like to substitute the finance committee for the election committee and have the election committee report in 1 week.
I'm going to put that to the body. In the meantime, I am trying to look up the provisions in the bylaws on this.
Information.
I'll second that.
Okay, you'll second the substitution of the Finance Committee report for the Elections Committee report? Is there any objection to doing the Finance Committee
Chair,
report?
Mr. Chair, Ken Freeland, I would like to hear the bylaws citation before we decide on this motion.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it, and to compound my computer problems for the day, my internet connection is now down. Does anybody have access to the internet at the moment?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Thank you very much.
I'll look it up, too.
Can we continue, and we'll return to this when we can get somebody to give us that information. Alan, you're next.
David?
Yeah.
I came on late, and I saw your notice, which was that we were going to do time certain, basically, right now, go to executive session. I just want to know if that's been formalized and accepted.
Ah, good. Thank you for raising that. In discussions today with Greg and with Bob Letterer, because our attorney, John Krigler, would not be available this evening to discuss FCC matters, it's been suggested that that item be postponed to an executive session at our next meeting, which would open the next meeting so that Krigler, who's on the East Coast, could be present. And thank you for raising that. So the proposal is to strike the consideration of FCC matters in executive session and to leave the executive session where it is at the end of the meeting. Is there any objection to doing that?
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Are you saying that would give our counsel the opportunity to leave the call now?
That's John Krigler. Mr. Siegel's on here for other reasons relating to the information request and possibly other matters.
Who's information?
Yes, Rosalinda, and then Ken, I heard you. Go ahead, Rosalinda.
When would Mr. Lessig be presenting on his issue?
Oh, Lessig is a different attorney altogether. Yeah. He's just going to be talking to us about licensing and the proposal, which will go to the coordinating committee and be brought to the board at our next meeting. It has to do with his scheduling at the weekend, at the in-person meeting. This is about another special meeting, teleconference, proposed to be a week from today. And it's about FCC matters and Letterer's motion on FCC matters.
Okay.
Ken.
Mr. Chair, I have the information from the bylaws.
Can you please read it?
Yes, I can. The Section 4 of Article 6 reads, special meetings shall require only 7 days advance notice, but shall also require telephonic notice by leaving a message at the telephone number given to the Foundation Secretary for such notice by each director, and shall specify the purpose of the meeting. No additional business not stated in the notice shall be conducted at a special meeting.
Right, and I think there's something in there about not being able to waive it. But I can't get to the internet right now.
Well, there's notice of a meeting under here under will be deemed waived by a director who affirmatively agrees to attend a meeting or to waive this advance notice requirement, signs a waiver of notice or a written consent to hold the meeting, or who attends the meeting without protesting prior to the meeting or upon commencement of the meeting to the lack of notice of that director.
All right. Well, this is a fine mess for which I apologize, but it is the case that it was not noticed to be included in this meeting, so I don't believe that we can hold this, that we can have this item on this agenda. And so I'm going to rule
that way. I'm
sorry,
Mr. Chair, was the rule 7 days, and the meeting is for next Monday?
Yes.
Can we count those days? I mean, if you changed it today and sent it out, it would fall under the 7 days.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The point is to schedule the next meeting for a week from today to deal with these things.
Is there an objection? Is that your ruling, or are you?
My ruling is that we cannot consider the Finance Committee report at this meeting.
That we can or cannot?
Cannot, because of the notice requirement. If someone wants to appeal that, then it would go to the board. Okay, hearing none, then we're moving on.
Hey,
I have,
this is Bob. I wasn't
yeah.
finished with my point of information.
Go ahead.
So what I was asking was, what is the content of the Election Committee report for 20 minutes? Are there specific motions? What are they? Not the exact wording, just the general subject.
Is there even
Chair,
anything
I'm not prepared
coming?
To talk to that at this time. I would like to take those questions when we get to the item on the agenda, since it's been
yeah.
noticed. I think this is we need to move forward on this agenda. We've already spent, I don't know how long?
Half an hour.
33 minutes.
Yes. You're right, Ambrose. 3 minutes.
Okay, but if I may, the reason I'm asking is that, well, I'll go ahead and make the motion now then. I seem to recall, but I can't remember exactly, that one or two or more of the motions have to do with the record keeping for unpaid staff. And if that's the case, then I would move to postpone this item until the June PNB meeting in order to allow time for the previously agreed to dialogue that the Elections Committee Working Group was going to have with the unpaid staff organizations at WPAI and KPFA to occur.
Okay, well, the motion, I just want to point out, your motion to postpone specific
Lydia.
Items can be made in the discussion, but what you're proposing here is moving this agenda item to the June PMB meeting. Is that correct?
Right. Right.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
I second it. This is Ray.
Okay, it's been seconded. Discussion? Who would
Point
like to
Point of information. I don't know whether Bob Letter wants to send me a copy of this motion, unless it can be phrased. Bob Letter moves that the record keeping for unpaid staff.
No. The motion is that the Elections Committee report be postponed until the June 2nd through 4th PMB meeting.
The whole committee report?
That's
Mary
the motion.
On the staff.
Point of information. This is Ray.
Go ahead, Ray.
Bob, is it implied in your motion that I know you said it that the motion will be valid if indeed, the discussion would not include those contacts, those ones that have not been made yet? Is that the intent?
The intent is, and actually I wanted that to be included in the motion, so it's clear what the board's intent is, that the delay is not just general delay to put it off an agenda, but it's specifically to make sure that a dialogue that this board earlier mandated happen on other similar motions about unpaid staff record keeping occur with the people most affected.
The problem is that a motion to postpone specific items isn't, those specific items are not before us. What's before us is the question of whether this item is on the agenda or not. If you want to make a motion to postpone specific items, then we would need to consider the item during the course of the agenda, and that motion to postpone those specific motions would be appropriate at the time they've been put forward.
Well, can I ask then, Dave, if I can rephrase the motion as a motion to postpone until the consultation has occurred, whenever that might be?
Okay. It's a motion to postpone until
postpone what?
Consultation.
Postpone what?
Patty.
Yeah,
Mary Berg on the
stack. Yeah, Mary was first. Well, yeah, just as an aside, so when we got the network back, there was this article in the paper ridiculing the Free Pacifica movement for holding meetings where the agenda was the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I really, really, really have compassion for it, but we'll slog for it. Mary?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I don't know why we're making motions about things until the agenda has been approved. I certainly don't approve of postponing this item at all. If we don't get to it, but I certainly think it's a very wrong thing to do. The elections are coming up. The supervisors are being selected. We have to get our list in order. We need to discuss how this is happening. Apparently, it's not. It's very much a mufflement in several stations. And I really want to speak against Bob's motion to postpone. It could happen that we don't get the consultation at the rate we're going till August. With all the infighting that occurs, it may well be. That would be ridiculous, obviously. We have to have lists of the people eligible to vote here and who are members and who are not. And we have
point
to have
of information.
In order.
Yes, Ken, your point of information.
The question
and
is
I would appreciate waiting until people have finished their sentences.
I thought you were done. You know, you really need to make it clear when you're
excuse
done or when
me,
you're
excuse
done. I mean,
me,
I'm waiting until you're
me.
Done. I waited. I thought you were
I'm
done.
Going, excuse
I
me. I don't want to hear this crosstalk.
I don't
I
either.
Understand
I don't
that
either.
There was...
I was recognized. I spoke, okay? I mean, that's all I can do from this end.
You were not.
Okay, I would like to know whether or not the motion to postpone is supposed to postpone the entire question of the elections report or whether it's specific items that are being postponed. It was not made clear in the motion. Thank you.
I believe that Jabob has asked to amend it to postpone specific items, but I am going to say that he can't do that. The item before us is whether an elections committee report is on the agenda. A motion, the only motion that's appropriate now is whether to postpone that item or to move it in the agenda.
The whole committee report.
The committee report.
Thank you.
Any items that come up in the committee report can be postponed when it comes forward.
Right.
Point of information.
Bob, do you want to respond to that? Go ahead, Sarah, if you point
well,
of information.
I can respond.
Okay, after I hear the point of information,
sure.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't that just a little while ago we decided that we're going to postpone the election report till the next meeting?
That was part of it, but it was actually a joint thing to substitute the Finance Committee report.
Point of information.
Yes.
Is the committee ready to make a report tonight?
Very good question. LaVon?
Patty on the committee.
Okay, Patty, I'll recognize you for that answer.
Okay. All right. It was November we passed Parts A and B. Parts C, D, E, and F were to be postponed until the next PMB meeting. The election committee actually has not finished up with those, so union groups that, you know, want to be part of it have not met. They canceled the meetings that we were supposed to have. So this motion report there, I would say there isn't one. So,
so the answer is no.
Dispense with that at the moment, and for that part of the thing that Mr. Lederer is asking about. As far as the other committee about the PFW issue, that's a separate issue, right?
But the Elections Committee is not prepared to make a report tonight, as I hear. So we don't even have to continue discussing
it. Mary Berg on the stack.
Ambrose, are you making a motion to postpone the Elections Committee report?
I think you can simply rule that since the committee is not ready to make a report, it shouldn't be on the agenda.
Really?
Hear, hear.
Okay, fair enough. If there's no report, then we will strike the item from the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any appeal to that ruling? Hearing none, that item stricken. Okay, where were we in the list? We have taken Alan LaVarn is on the list.
I'm sorry. You can pass. I can pass.
Okay.
Fine.
Are we ready to approve the agenda as amended, or is there further motions?
Can the someone please just run through it?
Okay. We have the approval of the agenda lasting an indeterminate period of time, followed by the approval of minutes of 10 minutes, a brief executive director's report. We can set for 10 minutes. The setting of the next meeting, the WPFW representative election dispute, 30 minutes. Unfinished business. First is participation of board members in executive sessions of committees of which they are not members for 15 minutes. The committee to investigate charges of racism or sexism, 30 minutes total. The first half being the previously noticed motion to rescind by Heffley. The second part being nominations for the committee and election process if necessary. The next item is the question of Director Freeland's information inspection request, if this is going to be conducted in public session, followed by results of the FSRN negotiations task force election, and finally, mechanism for recourse of board members to counsel, then adjourning to executive session, where we'll deal with legal issues before the foundation and Director Freeland's information or inspection request if it's agreed that that is to be conducted in executive session, which reminds me we still need to address the question of whether the Freeland information request is in executive session or in public session. And for that, I'd like to ask Greg or Dan to please present us with whatever information is available on the legal side of whether that should be in executive session. Dan, can you speak to that? Are you, you're aware of the issue and have been briefed on it?
Yes, I am, Dave, and I have looked into it to some extent. It's my view is that there is no reason to have the issue discussed in executive session unless the board or its leadership wishes to have a conversation about the legality of the director's request and the consequences that might arise in the event that the board turns it down.
Okay.
In other words, the only issue that would be appropriately discussed in executive session would be the legal ramifications of the board's decision.
Well, might I suggest then that we have it in public session, and depending on the outcome of that, we might also address some further portion of it in executive session. Would that be acceptable to the board?
May I point of information from Mary Berg?
Yes, Mary.
You're saying that we would have any discussion other than the legality in the public session, and we would all hereby agree that any question of the legality will come in executive session. Is that what I understand you to say?
That's what I'm understanding our counsel to say.
Okay.
Point of information.
And Dan, would you be available during that discussion to be able to let us know if we were verging on things that were appropriate for executive session?
Certainly, whatever you like.
Okay. Absolutely. Ken, point of information?
Well, yeah, I want to clarify what this means about the question of legality. If we're talking about the legality of the inspection request itself, my belief is that that needs to be in public session. If we're talking about the possibility of litigation, then that may need to be in executive session. But I think that those are two separate issues, and I would request that Attorney Siegel respond to that question.
Dan?
Yeah, I think that Mr. Freeland's bifurcation of the issues is correct.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you,
my
Mr.
understanding, too. Okay, so,
Rob,
is there any objection, then, to our agreeing that the discussion on the substance of the issue will take place in public session? Okay, hearing no objection, then we will go with that as item 8 in the agenda as noticed. Are we prepared to approve the agenda as amended?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Patty?
Can you tell me when this meeting is going to be over?
That's your dream.
That's a great question. You have 45 minutes just to talk about the agenda.
Oh, God.
That's
we'll
sort of an existential question, I think. And it's beyond. I can tell you what it's scheduled to run if we accept these minutes, 10, 20, 30.
It's 3 hours 45 minutes.
75. 2 hours and 20 minutes for the public session, and half an hour for the executive session. Okay, are we prepared to approve this agenda? Hearing no further discussion, is there any objection to approving the agenda? Hearing none, we have our agenda. The first item is the approval of minutes. Teresa, can you explain which minutes we have before us, as I no longer have recourse to the Internet? Teresa? Is our secretary here? Okay, is there any objection to postpone?
I was talking, muted. I have recently sent out minutes dated 3/10/06, and these are changed from how they were presented before our last meeting, which was on our telephone conference on April 24th. We postponed the discussion of the minutes dated 3/10. I sent them out a couple days ago, asking you to give special consideration to them.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes
of
March 10th?
Point of information.
Yes, Ken?
Teresa, I'd like to know what the subject line was of that emailing, because I don't believe I received it.
Okay. Just bear with me 1 minute.
It says, I can say, final draft 5/6/06 minutes.
Five six oh six. Okay, yeah, I have that. Okay, thank you.
On this, Patty, I'll make motion to approve.
Hang on, Patty, please wait.
I'm sorry.
You can go ahead though if there's any further information. Okay, if there's not, is there a motion to accept the March 10th minutes?
I make a motion.
I second it.
Mary seconded it. Is there any objection to adopting the March 10th minutes, or any discussion rather? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting? Hearing none, the March 10th minutes are adopted. What is the status, Teresa, of the minutes from the food poisoning meeting here in Los Angeles?
I have printed them out. I am going over them one more time, and I expect to have them out, as soon as this meeting's over.
Okay. Are there any more minutes that we have before us that have not yet been approved?
I sent out a copy of the executive session minutes from the March meeting.
We'll do that in executive session.
Okay. I did not see that on the agenda.
Okay. We'll add that.
Mary Berg, point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
I think the January minutes from Washington, D.C., I don't think they were they approved? I think they need to be. They were sent out the last meeting and then before that.
Teresa, what is the status of those minutes? Have they been approved?
Let me see here. Sorry, Steve. They were approved.
Okay.
And we approved them at the April 24th meeting.
Okay. If there are no further minutes before us, then we'll move on to an executive director's report.
Point of information.
Yes, Bob?
Can Teresa tell us whether it's possible to get all the approved minutes up on the Pacifica website? Including those from last year that I still don't see up there, even though we voted to approve.
I cannot speak for the minutes that Donna Warren sent to us. I will do this. I will consult with Pete Caracas tomorrow and ask why they have not. I mean, all of those that we've approved by Donna Warren and the ones that we've already approved, they should be posted.
Zarina.
I have not been accessing them by the web, so I was not aware that they were not on there.
Yeah, there are several missing, but thank you. That would address it.
I will discuss that with Pete Caracas, and so we should be able to. I should be able to get the March 24th through 6 minutes out tonight, and I hope to have the April 24th meetings out tomorrow. I've printed those out also, but I have to go over them one more time.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Mr. Chair, this is
Lauren. Yes,
this is just a quick related. Our Secretary of the Finance Committee has been also trying to get the minutes posted on Pacifica. So when you speak with Mr. Caracas, could you speak to him about those minutes also?
I will.
Thank you.
Mary Berg, point of personal privilege. Teresa,
could you
also ask about the other committee minutes? I'm secretary of two other committees, and I'd like to be able to post those on there, and I've never been able to get them on.
I'll do that, and I will send an email to the board on that, to that effect.
Thank you. Point of information.
Yes, Kathy.
Sure. Would it be possible to get Pete Caracas on the next conference call with an agenda item about how the existing software might enable committee chairs or secretaries to post their own minutes in the immediate or near future?
We could, but I'd like to advise that we do it when he's there in New York, just because the next meeting schedule is already impacted with so much stuff.
Okay.
It's more of operational matter, but we could ask.
Can you put that on the agenda for that meeting then, please?
What I'd like to do is ask Greg to ask Pete to please include it in the tech director's report.
That'll work.
Is that all right, Greg?
Sure.
Great. It's board committee access to posting facilities. May we move the agenda?
Please.
Thank you. Greg, can you take 10 minutes to give us a brief report on things having to do with radio operations?
Sure. Let me just do this very briefly, 4 points. One is on specials. Some of you may know, some of you may not, that on the 27th of April we did a two-hour special covering a congressional hearing on victims of the Iraq War out of Washington, D.C. On May the 1st, we got a very positive mention of that by John Conyers, subsequently complimenting us on being the only network that was covering this this hearing. On May Day, many of you know that FSRN did special updates on an hourly basis for 7 hours, which were carried on most of the station and many affiliates on the immigrant rights protests, rallies, and so forth around the country. And also relating to specials, we are about completed with a much more transparent and rational procedure for approving these in the future, which has been developed over the course of the last month or more by the managers and national staff. Lydia asked about Spanish language news broadcast progress or lack of progress. That we are still awaiting a budget that is workable and detailed enough. Lonnie Hicks provided Eva and I believe also Armando with a model for that budget based on one that had been developed last year. We're also waiting for a pilot example of the program that Fernando said he would supply to us when we had a meeting in Portland about this, and so we're eager to get those. I'm pushing KPFA staff, which has had two meetings on the subject since returning from Portland, to give their feedback on the proposal as submitted at this point, and we intend to take this up on the 12th, this Friday, at a meeting of general managers and national staff teleconference call, and I'm hopeful that that we're going to have that material in hand by that time. There have been many good reasons why there have been some delays. People have had other things on their plate, but it's time to get a decision on this. My belief is that there are at least three stations that are prepared to air a half-hour version of the show. I'm not sure any are prepared at this point to air an hour version of the show, and I'm eager to get KPFA to a point where they would also be interested in airing it. On network programming director. We're advertising the position in a lot of different places, and we're beginning to receive applications. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do the interviews in June. And also on the 19th of this month, which is a week from this Friday, I'll be holding a national teleconference call with a group of producers, writers, and creators from around the country about the a format for a new national program this fall. The idea is to launch an election season series for about 10 weeks that would focus on the media, democracy, and the elections, that would focus on debate, that would have hosts and voices from across the country, that would use Pacifica's various facilities and stations, and be fresh and humorous. And so what I've done is I've reached out to, so far personally, to about 50 people, and I'm hoping to expand the web further than that. I am receiving responses, among others, Roberto Rodriguez, who's a friend and columnist from New Mexico, Larry Beinhardt, who wrote Wag the Dog, Michael Albert, who runs ZNet and out of Boston, some people from within Pacifica as well, Sandra Lupo here, and I've put out the call to producers and program directors within the network. So this is an attempt to expand beyond our usual circle of people, to put together a roster of talent that can put a new show on the air by September.
Okay, if that's it, I think we have a few minutes left over for questions. Would anybody like to ask Greg anything?
Is Lydia, if you can add me to the stack.
Okay, I heard Lydia. Who else did I hear?
Ken.
Lydia and Ken.
And okay. Bob.
I'm Alan.
Okay, if we're going to have all that, then can I have a motion to extend by another 5 minutes?
So moved. Could we?
So moved.
Yes, Mary?
I would rather have limited the questions to 1 minute each.
Well, we got a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Is there an objection? Hearing none, we'll go through the stack. Go ahead, Lydia, because he has to have time to answer, obviously.
Right, I'm sorry. Lydia. I just needed the date again when the GMs were meeting to discuss this, the
Friday.
Spanish language. Right, this
Friday.
This
Friday the 12th will be the next meeting, yeah.
Okay, so
at the last meeting that no representative from Los Angeles was present on the call, although it was noticed 3 times, and so I'd appreciate help from PMB meetings from Los Angeles that we have Los Angeles participation.
Give us Friday at what time?
10 a.m.
10 a.m., okay. And then also, if then can you give us an update then at our next Monday's meeting?
Sure.
And, Mr. Chair, could you add that update
okay,
to the agenda? Thank you.
Just as a question, do people want that as a report, or are we going to have business conducted on this point, just so I know for noticing the meeting?
A report for Monday, just a report.
Actually, if it's listed as an item in the report, then motions are in order.
That's right.
Okay.
Ken?
Thank you. 2 questions, Greg. First of all, can you mention the places where you have advertised the position for the National Network Coordinator? And secondly, could you send to the board a copy of the invitation to participate in the programming, the production that you've sent to others for possible distribution to other sources?
I would like to reserve the right to invite who I choose. I would prefer not to have this distributed except to the people that I've selected to invite. This is not an open call. There are only 25 people can be on the call, and I will be screening the applicants. But I will send you a list of where I've advertised the position. I can do that right now. I can send you the email, but I would prefer that you not distribute it.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair enough. For now.
Bob?
Greg, I just wanted to get clarification. The meeting on this Friday, is that only with GMs or also with program directors?
No, it's this is a group, you know, the former Administrative Council, now the Operations Collective. It's kind of a loose group. Generally, it includes about, well, I mean, we usually have about 9 or 10 people on the call. It includes about 16 people as a general rule that are the GMs, national staff, which includes Ursula, the affiliates coordinator, the tech people, Verna Avery Brown. Sometimes program directors on the call, Bernard and Ernesto and Armando, have been on the call sort of on a need basis. So like this Friday we're discussing programming and I would like them to be on the call. But if they're really discussing things that don't have directly to do with programming, then not. So the participation varies. They're not excluded, but I don't want to take up their time when it's not important for them to be there.
Thank you. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, they do get noticed on the meetings, but they kind of self-select, you know.
Alan?
Oh, yeah. Two things. One is to David and Lydia, since Don's not on the call, right? You guys are really going to have to follow through in reminding the Armando and Eva about Friday's meeting. I'm in Mexico from Wednesday to Sunday. The other thing is, Greg, I'm curious about this show for September. Are you just seeing what comes about, or are you committed to pursuing this? Are you viewing it as a potential must-carry, a definite must-carry, or not a must-carry? What's your thoughts on that? And those two things. If you're viewing this as a must-carry, and is it just something that's sort of an embryonic form, or are you committed to seeing this through?
Well, I'm certainly committed to seeing it through, and if we get a good format, I would consider making it a must-carry, yes. But right now what I'm trying to do is to pull people together into a creative process to decide what the format should be and what the talent should be, I want to wait and see what happens. And I could, you know, personally design what I think would make a good show, but rather than do that, I'm waiting to hear what people say. I've sort of set out some sort of general goals. I think I kind of outlined them to you, just to give you an idea. A daily show that includes hot stories and dynamic debate, hosts and voices from across the country, mobilizing staff and resources at Pacifica stations and affiliates, discussing crucial 06 races and mainstream media coverage, and a fresh sound with vitality, passion, and humor. Those are my criteria. Format remains to be seen at this point. And if we come up with a really viable format, I'd really want to see it carried on all the stations, and I'm prepared to go to the mat on that if need be.
I'd like to be put on the staff, Rosalinda.
I just want to point out that we don't at the moment have, or actually the last policy on that is many, many years old, so the board may also, on the question of policy, may be in
point of information
discussion. Hang on a second. Ken?
Mr. Chair, do we have a timekeeper?
I am trying to do it myself, but I was just fixing my internet connection while I did it. So I think we're close to time. Actually, we had 5 more minutes, but we had some time left in it at the time we started. So we are very close to time. I'm going to recognize Rosalinda, and then that'll conclude this.
Excuse me. I just would like to ask Greg if these producers are going to be paid, or is this on a voluntary basis?
That remains.
And are we going to see a budget if it is?
Of course, you'll see a budget. There will be a budget, of course, and it may. And since it'll cross the fiscal year, there would be ideally some spending in the summer months. Although we have another other program line which provides a small amount of money, but I'm not sure whether it could be totally funded within that. But the most of the broadcast time would be in the next fiscal year, there would be a budget, and producers would be paid, although I don't think that, I'm hoping that the hosts will come from our stations, and so I'm not sure that would carry that much of an additional cost, but it isn't cheap to put on a show 5 days a week, no matter how you try to budget it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, I do believe we're at time. The next item on the agenda is setting of the next meeting, and I've proposed a date a week from today at Monday, May 14th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Would that be acceptable to the board? And the purposes of the meeting would be to consider the Finance Committee report, which includes the request for authorization for the KPFT transmitter purchase, as well as a coordinating committee report. The coordinating committee is meeting this Sunday to discuss the scheduling for the June board meeting. The governance committee has put something forth which was not on this agenda that would be included in that, and of course whatever we delay until then. Is there a motion on this?
David?
Vivia?
Yes, Alan?
May 15th, not May 14th.
Is it May 15th? Thank
right.
you very much.
May 15th?
Monday, May 15th at 8:30 p.m. Is there a motion to schedule our next meeting?
I move to schedule it.
Thank you, Sarv. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Who would like to speak on this?
Ken Brill.
Okay. Ken, was there anyone else? I thought I heard others. Okay, Ken,
point of information, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Was there a specific time on May 15th?
8:30 p.m.
Eastern. Thank you.